Welcome to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show. I'm Chris Graham, and we have the great pleasure to we've done a couple of podcasts this weekend talking to the new UVA basketball recruits. And if you haven't tuned in to our Jaden Gardner podcast yet, please do so. And now we have Jaden's roommate getting ready to come up with us. And Jerry, welcome to the show. And I'll let you introduce our podcast guest here.
Thanks, Chris. It's a lot of fun, man, talking to all these new players and seeing what they're all about. I know Wahoo Nation is thrilled about both of these guys coming to Virginia. And we can't wait to see them play and cover them and get to know them a little bit and follow them later in their NBA careers, because I think they're both going to end up in the NBA. Like some of those jerseys in your background there, Malcolm Brogdon and Joe Harris. And
I'd fit some more back here, Jerry. Of course, people listening on the podcast can't hear or can't see that. But yeah, I'd fit some more back here because there's plenty of them back there. I just don't have enough room. This is my Zoom background isn't that big. So, yeah.
Let's welcome in the next Wahoo, the newest Wahoo, Mr. Armon Franklin. Armon, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me.
Great. Thanks for you joining us. Let's just jump right into it and talk about your recruitment to Virginia. And I know it must have been just an overwhelming experience when you hit the transfer portal. I'm sure you didn't know what to expect. It must be overwhelming. I mean, you probably got every school in the country trying to get on your list. What was that whole experience like?
I think it was basically, you know, starting all over again from like high school, going through the whole recruit process, you know, trying to, you know, form relationships. You know, I think I set myself up, you know, to have a lot of good options once I hit the transfer portal from last year. So, I mean, I kind of knew what I was looking for in a school and what I wanted in a school. And then I think it was just about, you know, hearing who could offer that and who could check all the boxes for me. So it was a good, exciting time, but also still stressful at the same time.
When you're getting hit by that many schools, do you run into a lot of BS?
I think you do, but I think just because I went through this already and I went through it with people like, you know, the ins and outs of, you know, recruiting, that you can kind of sniff through all that and, you know, really see who's genuine and who has, you know, the right plan for you, who's really telling the truth.
I won't ask you to name names, but what was the most outrageous thing that you heard from a coach trying to get your attention?
It wasn't anything too outrageous. It was just, you know, it was the school in general just knew that the chances of me coming there weren't that high. So it wasn't really BS. It was just like, kind of like, you know, why? But I appreciated like the effort. Like, I still appreciate the effort, but it's just like, you kind of know, like, I'm not going to end up there.
Your future UVA roommate, Jaden Gardner, said that some guys were promising him 38 minutes a game and all kinds of stuff like that, just to try to.
Yeah, you get told a lot, like, you're going to come in, you're going to start, you're going to do all this and that. You know, it's just, I've always been a worker and enjoyed, you know, working for everything I get. So I don't like hearing, you know, we're going to give you this and all that. So it's not.
Is that one thing that kind of separated Virginia maybe from some of the others, that Tony Bennett is just such an honest, truthful guy?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he said, you know, we're going to give you opportunities. You know, it's on you, you know, come in, work hard, and, you know, whatever comes from that. I think, you know, he put a lot of the onus on you to come in and work hard. So that's just always what I've always done. That's always what I've been used to. So it fit pretty well.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, when you put your name in the portal, Armand, was Virginia already on your radar at that stage?
No, I don't think they were. They contacted me within the first couple of days that I was in the transfer portal. So, but I went into the portal with, like, you know, a clear mind and have like a set destination on like a school that I wanted to hear from or anything like that. So I just went over with a clear mind, you know, heard a lot of people out and just went from there.
What was the interview like with Coach Bennett? And what was it maybe that he said to you that kind of stood out and made you think, okay, this is top of my list or towards the top of my list?
I don't think it was anything particular he said, but I think it was just him as a person. You could really tell he is a genuine guy, and I was looking for, you know, a place where I could feel like I have a good relationship, you know, with a coach and who I could build a relationship with and be just bigger than basketball. So I think, you know, with that, like within our first conversation, I just realized, you know, it was to him, everything was bigger than basketball. You know, he didn't try to give me this huge, huge recruit pitch. You know, he just wanted to get to know me as a person first and, you know, build that relationship off that first instead of a basketball.
What do you think about what can Virginia do to help you reach your goal of playing in the NBA?
I think, you know, providing me, you know, a culture, you know, where, you know, they demand excellence. You know, a culture, you know, where they're used to winning and they know how to win. And ultimately, you know, they work on you, help you with your game, fill up your game. You know, it's on you to work hard. So, I mean, they're going to give you all the tools necessary. You know, it's just on you to put in the work.
Jerry?
Did you know much about Virginia? Had you watched them much just being a college basketball fan? I know you guys watch a lot. Well, I don't know. Some players watch a lot of basketball. Some guys don't watch much at all. Did you watch much of Virginia prior to getting interested?
Me and my mom watch a lot of basketball. I watch a lot of basketball throughout the season. So I watched a couple of, you know, Virginia games. So it wasn't really like I wasn't totally blindsided by, you know, how they play and everything like that. I knew how they played and everything, and I just didn't, you know, the coaching staff, you know, players, you know, how they run things right there. So I think it was more of that.
We know you're a good shooter, but do you know Tony Bennett's history with shooting?
I don't know.
He was the he may still be, I think he still is. Yeah, he's still the all-time 3-point percentage leader,
really,
in college basketball.
Just under 50% career. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I did not know that.
So he might be challenging you to a few 3-point shooting contests.
Yeah, and he'll bring game. Yeah. Him and Kyle Guy had some knockdown dragouts, for example. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that.
UVA Orthopedics and Sports Medicine boast one of the finest teams of doctors in the country, and they're right here in Charlottesville to not only provide care for the University of Virginia athletic teams, but also the Charlottesville and Central Virginia communities. UVA Orthopedics has been a proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show for the past 2 years, with numerous team members featured in weekly segments where doctors share great insight into various sports injuries, what causes them, how to treat them, and recovery time. Their team of experts are there for you and offer the best care to solve your health problems and get you back on your feet. Let their team of specialists get you back in the game.
Talk a little bit about your game, Armand. I know I think you shot around 42% from the arc this past year. And one of the things we heard about you, not only being one of the most improved players in the Big Ten last season, but that you were a guy who can defend multiple positions, which immediately every Virginia fan started thinking of Malcolm Brogdon, DeAndre Hunter, Mamadi Diakite. Tell us a little bit about your game, and does that sound like your game?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it sounds like my game. Defense, I think since I've been younger, it's always been, you know, like a point of emphasis for me. I think my mom and my family instilled in me just never be a one-dimensional player. You got to play hard on both ends of the floor, you know, try to be a complete two-way player. And that's, you know, what I still strive to be. So, I really work hard on defense end, but offensive wise, like you said, I feel like I'm a good shooter. I think my freshman year, I shot really bad my freshman year of college. I think, you know, just working on my game and, you know, putting in the work, I think you can see strides in my game. I think I can, you know, create my own shot. I think I'm working better. I'm getting better on, you know, my decision-making and setting my teammates up in the right position. Good off-ball cutter. I can get better at that as well. But I think I'm doing a good job of that right now. But Yeah, that's how I describe my game.
I think a lot of freshmen maybe struggle a little bit that first year just because they're new to the program. There's probably some older guys on, and you don't want to – you may feel like you're as good or better than them, but you don't want to kind of force your leadership or your aggressiveness as much. And was that kind of the case with you?
Yeah, I think that was the case for me. I came in, you know, I had three, you know, established guards ahead of me, so I really didn't know where I was going to fit in, where I was going to play. But I think at the beginning of the season, all three of them at some point in time got hurt, and I was, you know, thrusted into like a role that I wasn't, I wouldn't want to say ready for, but I just didn't see it coming. But that ultimately that helped me, it threw me right into the fire, and I got used to it, you know, playing, starting as a freshman. My first nine games really, you know, helped me a lot coming into the next year and actually finish out the rest of that season.
It sounds like you have a really complete game. I was reading some numbers on you from, I guess, from last season, a little over 11 points a game, four rebounds, 2.1 assists, 1.2 steals, 30 minutes a game. That's not even counting your defense. That you view yourself as a pretty complete player?
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. Still things you know have to work on, but that's what I try to be. I've always said I want to be a complete two-way player who does, you know, everything on the court.
I know that just reading some things about you that making it to the next level is very important to you, one of your main goals in life. When you had your Zoom with Coach Bennett, and I don't know if Coach Williford or any of those guys were in on the Zoom, but what kind of things did they tell you that they liked about your game, and how did they explain how that they're a developmental program and that they think they can help you get to the NBA?
Yeah, so when I think we watched some film, you know, over, you know, some players that they've had, you know, who've succeeded and who've moved on to the next level, and players, you know, he'd see me like as my role. I wouldn't say my role necessarily, but players, you know, who thrive in the system and see how, like, when you buy in, it can work. So, you know, it was a lot of that. And you know, it was a lot of, you know, showing me what I can improve on as well. There's also, some, you know, defensive clips where, you know, Virginia's so, you know, tight knit on the back line where, you know, any slight mistake, you showed me all the slight mistakes that I was making on defense as well as offense. So I think, you know, just them taking the time, you know, to study my game, you know, make a great, I want to say, what's the word? I'm banking right now, a great assessment of my game and helping me, you know, where they can help me improve. That's really what, you know, stuck with me and helped me make my decision.
When you were watching those videos of some of the former players, did any of those guys remind you of you?
Yeah, certain things they did, you know, things, you know, I could see myself doing or things that I was already doing. They're just, you know, taking it to the next level under Coach Bennett. So I think I saw myself in some of those clips being able to do those things.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. How do you think you know the pack line defense and the mover blocker offense? I know I'm looking at your analytics numbers. You're a great spot up shooter. You're really adept at all coming off screen. So mover blocker should work great for you as a shooter. How about the pack line defense? How does that compare to what you played at Indiana for 2 years?
I think we played a version of it, but hopefully, you know, it's not going to be something where, you know, I'm struggling, you know, to grasp, but hopefully this makes me playing a version of the pack line for 2 years help me, you know, just basically find, you know, the little things that they do and do better. You know, hopefully I can just, you know, fit right in and jump right in.
So when after your semester's over, when are you going to be locating in Charlottesville? When are you going to get to Charlottesville this summer?
I'll be on campus either June 1st or June 11th, depending on the COVID vaccine, things like that.
Blue Ridge Bank is the proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show and JerryRatcliffe.com. Founded in 1893, Blue Ridge Bank has more than a century of customer-based service, but is forward-thinking and features digital banking free and available 24/7. CEO Brian Plum and his team are strong supporters of UVA Athletics. And check this out. Blue Ridge Bank is home of the $100,000 jackpot drawing. to one lucky customer every year. How can you beat that? Banking smarter, simplified. Blue Ridge Bank's mission is strong customer service. Make Blue Ridge Bank your bank today. Visit mybrb.com for more information.
What's going to be your focus this summer? You know, in your own workouts, both conditioning, I imagine some strength training, you know, quickness kind of things, but also just working on your game.
Yeah. First things, I want to get as healthy as possible. I ran into some injuries here last year, but I think, you know, when it comes to the basketball part, you know, working on my game, I want to get to know first the defensive, you know, how they work the defensive coverages, because, you know, ultimately that's what, you know, gets you on the floor here. So that's what I want to learn first. and then when it goes for that, I want to get to know how the offense works and where I would fit in, you know, things that, you know, would help me get into the offense and help me, you know, thrive in it as well. Things to work on throughout the offense as well will help.
We know that you've had contact with Jaden because we know you guys are going to be roommates. Have you heard from any of your other future teammates and how, you know, what kind of relationships are you starting to build with those guys?
I've talked to a lot of them, you know, just getting, you know, my phone number after I committed. You know, they always, you know, text me and say, congratulations. If they ever need any, or I got any questions, I'll let them know. But, you know, just little small conversations like that can, you know, go a long way. And I think, you know, I feel comfortable, you know, if I have a question, I can be able to ask them. So I think that's our relationship's going to be growing from here.
Jerry?
Being a Big Ten guy, I guess, what are your expectations of playing in the ACC? Just going into all these new arenas and some of the traditions, are you excited about all that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing the Big Ten for 2 years. You get so used to, you know, those gyms and those fans, but you know, you haven't really seen everything else. So going to these, the ACC, it could be, you know, a completely different experience, and I'm just really looking forward to it.
What's your proudest moment, Armand, of as a basketball player?
I say my proudest moment would be the game against Iowa last year when I hit the game winner. I say that'd be my proudest moment just because I had a terrible game up to that point.
Was the play designed for you? What was your thought process? What kind of shot was it?
So I think we were up three at a time, and Jordan Bohannon from Iowa hit a ridiculous step back three with like 20 seconds left. And we're running down the court, and I hear Coach Miller tell me to go grab the ball. And first of all, I'm completely surprised because I haven't hit a shot all day. And he calls this play where our four man, you know, comes up. I'm at the top of the key, sets a high ball screen, and he slides out. And basically it's like a one-on-one with your man. So I kind of knew that I was going to shoot it. And I had been going to the basket all game, missing, getting my shot blocked. And I think this time they felt like I was going to go back again. So when I did it, started going downhill, hit him with a little step back, and, you know, got enough room to get the shot off. And, you know, it was in one of my favorite spots. So as you got to my spot, you know, it just felt like routine at that point.
Now, that was your proudest moment. What was your best game?
My best game, I would say, would be when we played at Illinois last year. Well, this past season, yeah, we played at Illinois. It was my best scoring game. But it was the first time I actually got to, like, defend one of the higher level guards in the conference. And it was a challenge. I think me and him went kind of head to head on that one, but they ultimately won. But I feel like that was still my best college game.
Looking for a great dining experience in Charlottesville? Look no further than the Aberdeen Barn. The Barn has been family-owned and operated since 1965, with Terry and Angela providing great atmosphere and mouth-watering food at Virginia's big-time steakhouse. Enjoy the fine dining or relax in the Sportsman's Bar, a fantastic place to wind down and socialize, surrounded by flat-screen televisions tuned to the latest sporting events. You never know who you might bump into at the Aberdeen Barn, where all the greatest Cavaliers have dined over the decades and keep coming back for the delicious menu and good times. Check it out online at aberdeenbarn.com or call 434-296-4630.
That's cool. Your future roommate, Jaden, said he's a really emotional guy on the court. Are you just a more of a cool customer?
I might be the most cool, calm, collected person. if it gets in that moment, then I might show some emotion. But most of the time, I might have the most stoic look on my face while I'm playing. Just because I'm just so locked into the game, I don't get into all the yelling and the talking, but I'm trying to open up more, be more vocal as well, though.
What are you most curious about in learning about Jaden, who's you're going to be spending the next year or two with?
Just getting to know him as a person, get to know him, his family. Most of my roommates at Indiana, we were all close, very close. So I'm trying to get that same relationship with him at Virginia. So my roommates at IU, our parents are friends, like really good friends. So they hang out and things like that. So hopefully our parents can be like that too. So just getting to know him as a person, getting to know him and his family.
You know, one of the big things that John Paul Jones Arena is when Virginia's defense is so good that they force a shot clock violation and the whole arena stands up and goes wild. Yeah. You don't see that many places. How cool would that be?
Nah, that'd be good. Just the emphasis on defense and locking people down like that. That's just something great to be a part of, and just not taking pride in not letting people score is something I'm looking forward to do.
A few years ago, I can't remember which Michigan player it was, but Virginia beat him pretty solidly. And he told the media after the game, he said, "Jesus, all these guys do is practice defense." So I'm sure you're going to enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, Jerry, I mean, I don't know. You think we might be ready for the lightning round? You got the lightning round ready to fire up?
I might have a couple more before that.
Okay. Sure, but, we didn't warn Armand about the lightning round, but there's going to be some fun questions coming up for you there.
Okay.
Now you've been warned.
Yeah, and no matter there's no right or wrong answers, and you don't win anything for it, so don't worry about it. I was going to ask you. I know you're probably in really good shape and everything. Was one of the selling points at all? Mike Curtis, the Virginia strength and conditioning guy who has made some of these guys in the NBA, has really built their bodies and made them bigger, stronger, tougher, faster. That ever come into the equation at all?
The crazy thing is I didn't talk to him until after I committed. So for them to get me to get a commitment before even, talking to him and hearing how, established and good he is a good thing. But I'm looking forward to it. I like, taking care of my body. Like I said, getting healthy and getting recovery is also a big part of that. So I'm looking forward to it.
You'll need to ask to look at the before and after pictures of DeAndre Hunter when he first showed up at UVA. And when he left, he showed up about 6'7", 180, and he left like – he looked like he could play outside linebacker for somebody in the NFL. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Not to revisit too much and go back too far back in your past, but just talk about growing up and as a basketball player. Did you play other sports? And when did you realize that you were good enough to play major college basketball?
Growing up, my family's a big sports family. Like my mom played high school sports. My brothers both played. One played football in college and one played basketball in college. And then my aunt, she played in the WNBA and now she's a coach. So like sports has been in our family for ever since. So one of my first vivid memories is, watching my aunt play in a WNBA game when she played for the Houston Comets. So that was a pretty cool thing to witness as a kid. So, but growing up, I played pretty much any sport I really wanted. My mom found a way to, find a sport. So I think my main sports were basketball, football, track, tried baseball, but I didn't like it. But I think by the time I got to my sophomore summer, that's when I realized, you know, I could really play Division I with this. I started growing, and as I grew, you know, my game started to expand. I could do a lot more things. So I think, you know, that's when I kind of realized, you know, I could play somewhere. I didn't know where or how big, but I knew I was going to play somewhere.
What's your aunt's name, just for the record?
Coquise Washington.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of her.
Yeah.
You ever play her?
Yeah, I played her one time when I was like 8. she beat me, and she still brags about to this day that I've never seen her.
You asked for a rematch?
She will never play me again. She will not apply.
Undefeated, man. She's not gonna give that up.
She already established that she wasn't gonna play me again. So
I don't blame her. She's keeping score. What are you curious about? You said you'll come to Charlottesville this summer sometime. What do you know about Charlottesville? What have you heard about it? What are you curious to find out about it?
I've heard, I don't know pretty much anything about Charlottesville. I think I've only been to Virginia one time for an AAU tournament growing up. So I'm just really looking forward to just, you know, seeing it all, being a part of it. I don't know. I just ready for, you know, the new scenery and new change. Being so far away from home is going to be a new step in my life. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I've driven to Bloomington from here. It's not a short trip.
Not easy at all. Not easy.
mostly interstate all the way though, so that helps. Ready for your lightning round?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, who's your favorite player all time?
All time would be Ray Allen.
Why?
I started watching Ray Allen when he was on the Supersonics, and that's when he was, you know, going absolutely crazy in the NBA. At one point, I thought he was going absolutely crazy, but he's one of the greatest shooters to ever do it. I really enjoy watching him.
Your favorite band or singer?
Drake. He's my all-time favorite.
Well, I know that in with Jayden. Drake. There's going to be a lot of Drake being played in your room.
Yeah.
That's what Jayden said.
That's exactly it. Yep.
If you could play horse with any two people in history, who would it be?
Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
Would you win?
They might pick their spots well, so I don't know. They might pick their spots pretty well.
Have you ever asked for an autograph?
I have never asked for an autograph. Never.
You think you ever will?
It'll have to be one of my huge idols, I think, for me to ask for an autograph.
What's your favorite food your mama makes?
Manicotti. She makes these manicotti, like these big manicotti still stuffed with ground beef and a lot of stuff, but it's so good. I don't even know how to describe it.
What's the one thing that you won't tolerate from your roommate?
I like keeping a clean house. I like keeping a clean house.
I got it. If you can beat any ACC team, if making the winning shot to win the ACC tournament, what team would you like it to be against?
I say Duke.
Yeah, you and Jayden are on the same page there too. You just picked up a million Virginia fans because they all hate Duke.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. It's been fun. We really appreciate you taking part of your Sunday night out to be with us. And we're looking so forward to covering you and watching you play and getting to know you a little bit, and then eventually following you in the NBA.
I hope it works out for you. I'm excited for you.
Thank you for listening to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show. Get the latest on the Hoos, basketball, football, and more online at jerryratcliffe.com or at augustafreepress.com.